Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Well, aloha, everybody. It's KP here from the Big Island of Hawaii, and we are in a mode of, I just felt it was time for a some communications, some verbal communications via the KP Radio Hawaii show. It's been a little while since I have done one, I think over a month, but in any event, it's definitely time. I felt I just wanted to communicate a few things about kind of what's happening, and B, kind of how, you know, how I feel about it, how I perceive it, and basically, you know, I can say from, you know, from the title that I remain positive and unconcerned about the alliance, about what the alliance is doing, about how they're doing it. And we're talking about the alliance, which is here to essentially take out and take down the cabal. You know, the bottom line for myself is that, you know, I am totally at peace with what's going on. And it's one of those things where I know, I'm sure that that some people are, you know, it depends on what kind of where you're looking for. And certainly if you're following the mainstream, no longer we're going to call it the mainstream media. We're going to talk to major mass media. I think I think Preston James came up with that idea, that name, the major mass media. And there's no doubt to me that, that what is going on is in alignment for the really the highest and the best for the planet. I don't really know why I'm feeling like I should talk about this thing, but I just kind of, you know, I walk around and I really don't, although I read, I watch a lot of things, I watch several videos, and, you know, I might watch like 10 short videos a day and just get information that way from a variety of independent journalists. And to me, that's one of the more important things. To pay attention to. And I know a lot of people also do the same as I do. I don't listen to any type of major mass media whatsoever, and I don't read any major mass media whatsoever. I don't feel that's my job. I'm not trying to get information that way. You know, the major mass media is just not my bag, you know. And it's definitely something that several people, you know, I don't say many people are that I know are listening to that. But if you watch, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, all the standard ones, Huffington Post, you know, all the ones that show up on this chart where the media are held by six corporations. Five or six corporations, all these media come under the umbrella, five or six corporations, and they all promote the same thing. And essentially, the major theme around almost all the presentations is, we'll just say, negative about the alliance. And of course, no one will call it that from the major mass media, but definitely Donald J. Trump. and President Donald J. Trump. He is president for a reason. And, you know, I have no doubt, absolutely no doubt, that the group that is assembled with him, and we're calling this the Alliance, and it's primarily in our case, in the case of the United States, it's a military operation. It's a military government. Now, it certainly can be changing, but one thing for sure is that there's nothing that I have seen that, well, let's put it this way. A lot of things I do not understand exactly why it's going on, but, you know, when either via Twitter or via speeches or talks or things like that, when President Trump calls things out and really, or maybe put some sort of a, what people, some might call a flaming statement out there, it's almost like there is a major move going on and there are reasons behind it. That's just my own personal, you know, that's, I won't say it's just mine, but I know many people I read and listen to, are looking at that and knowing that there's all the pieces are coming together, and there's a reason for everything that is being done. And I'm not saying that there's not mistakes that are made and corrections that need to be made, but it very much, that's why I love Serial Brain 2. Serial Brain 2 has pointed out that this, you know, this is really like a chess game in a lot of ways. You make one move and then your opponent makes a different move and you have to counter that move. And clearly, that's why I think it's so important to get a variety of, get a variety of independent independent sources. And I just cannot even comprehend going to the major mass media anymore. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't some illuminating things that do come out on major mass media. I'm sure that there are, but I don't personally directly get it from any of those. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, LA Times, Chicago Sun-Times, you know, Honolulu Star Advertiser, all this stuff. It's all under the same umbrella of the major corporations, and they are all designed to propagandize the, they are designed to go along with the deep state's agenda, which is to keep people in the dark and to promote whatever they choose to promote. So I don't listen to any of it, and I don't watch any of it. The only time I would ever get information that way or about that is if other people, these independent journalists who do follow it and who are willing to go onto Twitter and Facebook and things and read things that CNN puts out, or, you know, then they will repost it and they will note, you know, make a note about it. That is not my game. And one thing that I found is very important for me, to not get into arguments in any way, shape, or form. And it's like, you know, I know people, there's certain people, they love to go to Twitter. They love to call people out. They love to, you know, make remarks about, you know, say something someone at CNN said or New York Times or MSNBC or NBC or whoever it is. But I cannot tolerate that. It's just not in my spiritual cocoa, my spiritual blood. It's not in my blood to do that kind of thing. I just cannot do it. And the same thing goes with you know, people. I almost never talk about any of this, and I certainly wouldn't confront people who are, you know, not of the same understanding that I have. I don't confront people about it. I just don't. I do feel it's very important to allow them to develop, you know, to awaken, if they are going to awaken in their own way. And sometimes some of the best awakenings I've had are because I was totally either against something, or I just said, oh, this is terrible, or, and then I found out later that I was just seeing it all incorrectly. You know, I was seeing a lot of it, I won't say incorrectly, but at one point I kind of woke up and started seeing that, you know, things, well, you know, I mean, I will have to say that the Obama administration is one example for me. The Democrat Party is another example for me, where I would never even consider anything. In the case of Obama, it was very clear to me that that was who I was to support. And I did. I did support until about 2013, when I started to see a lot of these things happening where, you know, a lot of things were happening where just didn't make any, I won't say didn't make any sense, but especially around 2014, 2015, when the U.S., let's put it this way, the deep state of the U.S., I see it now, went into, you know, there were billions of dollars poured into Ukraine to destabilize Ukraine, take out the president, and put in a new puppet, kind of a Nazi-type president. And it was just so clear to me right back then that, wow, this whole administration I just saw it completely differently. And all the stuff that I remember, State Department spokespeople, and, you know, they would never answer anything, really. And there were a lot of things going on. So that was one part of it. And I don't say it's necessarily Barack Obama himself as the president. I do feel he was deeply compromised at one point, and he may not have had a choice. I'm not making excuses for him, because he still did what I'm sure the deep state was asking him to do. But I have a feeling once the full story comes out, there might be a lot more that we'll understand about Obama. As much as people like to bash him now, I just don't feel it. I don't feel it. Now, he had a lot of characters around him. But I can tell you, some people might not like it. I just don't feel anything dark about him personally. I know a lot of people won't agree with that, but that's just the way I see it. And every time I see him, whether it's him or a clone or whatever, it's almost like I just don't get it. I don't get what people, you know, seeing him as an evil or a devil or something like that, you know? And so anyway, that's one part of it. There's no doubt that as a result of his signatures on bills and operations and doing things like that. Now, it could be that he just hit it for me very, very well. But the whole thing is, the administration is much bigger than just the president. And it could very well be that the operators within that administration really were the ones who were carrying out we'll call them the dark deeds. So in any event, as we move into this new phase, and we have been in it for a while now, you know, since Donald Trump was elected president, and since he is I would say he's probably more, you know, I don't know what the deal is, what roles they all play, but you know, this is a much bigger picture than just a single person. But he is a point person, and he is, I think it was David Wilcock that talked about Donald Trump, that he has sort of come in as in a way, like a battering ram to really bash open the doors, expose all the deep state, expose the media, call out the media, and you know, it's kind of a thing where it's just happening one step at a time. And so, you know, I'm kind of, just watching the show. And I absolutely have I have no concern whatsoever. I have zero concern that the Alliance is doing their job, what they're here to do. This is a very strong operation, one step at a time, step by step by step. And I don't know how long this has been planned out, but it's definitely going, it's going in a direction that is very constructive for the planet while being destructive at the same time. You know, you're destroying, you're pulling apart the pieces of the parts of the old state, or the deep state, but you're also now starting to build in the new, and perhaps behind the scenes, you're starting to build in a new constructive, we'll call it government, for the United States. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. You know, I mean, I just kind of just get that this whole thing has to be taken out. The deep state has to be taken down, is taken out. There's all these things going on. We had the envelopes that were given to at the George H.W. Bush funeral. Now, that was kind of a big deal. We've had John McCain passing away, but as I understand it, he was actually taken out by the Alliance. He was taken out. He was given a choice, and apparently, what I've read is that he was given a choice. He could either die with dignity, and his family retained some dignity, or else he could, I don't know. He was given that kind of a choice, and I think George H.W. Bush was also in the same kind of state. this is like that was a major, major piece. And of course, Benjamin Fulford has talked about that. There's a variety of things that are happening that, these people are being essentially taken out. But I think some of the gruesome details are being kept from the general population. And and many of us who could handle such a thing, we're not the general population of the United States and or the world. So in any event, I just kind of, I think it's for myself, it's very helpful to stay, to just stay, it's we hear this all the time, but, centered and grounded, and essentially, just free from fear. And I will say free from fear and concern. Now, people can participate in any way that they want. And if they want, if they are concerned about something, if it's something that you feel you can help by mentioning it, well, that's great. That's fine. But I'll tell you what, I'm not concerned about any of this right now. I'm just enjoying the show, enjoying the ride, and taking care of my own business. So, you know, it's very important that, you know, for me, that's a very helpful way to go, just to ride that way, to ride the, to ride the wave of the of transformation that's going on, ride the wave of illumination. You know, there's a lot of things being illuminated. There are a lot of things being taken down, and you know, the guaranteed if the major mass media is bitching and moaning about it or screaming about something, you know you have hit a nerve, and you know that what's been done is being done to help take them down. So, you know, there is it's just to me, it's just like, you know, walking one day at a time, you know, taking a walk in nature, enjoying the sunshine or whatever you happen to have, or the snow, if you live in the snow, just to enjoy one's life is, to me, perhaps one of the best, the greatest things one can do, just to be away from all this. That's why it's so very important to stay away from the major mass media, because that, again, they're in desperation mode right now, and all the stuff that's coming out, it's almost like, you know, so much of the stuff that comes out, it doesn't matter what any part of the alliance does, whether, and particularly Donald Trump, there will be almost nothing that will be put out by the major mass media about that there's anything positive. And there's all sorts of examples. You know, you can watch Mark Dice. You can watch, you know, some of the other people who talk about the major mass media, but a lot of these people who come out and the major mass media talks about there's always some slant, and no matter how positive it is, for example, we are out of essentially we're out. We have, you know, via Trump and the alliance, peace has been brokered in Korea between North and South Korea, and it will be just Korea very, very soon. Also, we're getting out of Syria. We're going to be getting out of Afghanistan, and we are getting out of, I'm sure eventually we'll get out of Iraq. I don't know exactly how that's going to play out. Okay. I don't know those kind of details, but the point is we're not here to do regime change anymore. At least that's what I'm viewing. So, you know, in the end, it's just like individually, you know, you take care of one's own house and take care of one's own affairs, and one step at a time. You know, it's like we're going to be going through that. We go through this. And I'm not going to really talk much about, you know, right now about raising vibration. It's mostly getting, you know, staying separated, you know, staying away from, you know, I will say, you know, stay out of the lower sort of chaos vibrations, which are happening right now. And they're happening all over the place. So I guess that's about it. I just kind of wanted to put that message out. The main message, again, is that I remain totally unconcerned and very positive about the alliance and Donald J. Trump and what they are doing. I have no concern whatsoever. And I don't spend any time trying to evaluate it, trying to intellectualize about it, or try and make notes about it, or try and explain this. A lot of times I can't explain a lot of these things. That's why it's so great to have all these alternative, independent media, journalists, videographers. There's some fantastic people that are out there. And it's so much more fun watching them than it is to watch any of that mainstream media brain programming, mind programming, propaganda, any of those outlets. It's just great. So I think with that, we're just going to kind of end it at about 25 minutes. So I'm grateful for all those who want to, you know, happen to tune into this. But I sometimes I just got to get it. I got to talk about it. I just got to get it out and let the, just how do I feel about things, how things are going. But that's how I'm living right now, in an unconcerned state, very positive, just knowing that the Alliance knows what they're doing. There is a plan, and we're seeing that plan unfold. And this is a most remarkable, unbelievable time to be here on the planet. So I'm grateful for everyone. Enjoy the show. And just enjoy the ride. And keep on keeping on, one day at a time in your own life. That's what I'll be doing. So aloha. We will talk later. And we'll end with Brother Iz with Eala A one more time.
We the warriors born to live what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. Eala, 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 Eala.